bringing you the best of Jarrett and Kathy in podcast form.
Just talking about it yesterday, how the coffee bean shortage is increasing the price of coffee all around the world, including at Tim Hortons next week. Now, another one of the great gifts of life might be in jeopardy. There is a new report that says, and they asked all the big chocolatiers of the world their opinions on it, so it should be pretty accurate, that a chocolate shortage is coming. It's going to hit within the next 5 years, they say. They blame it on disease in crops, drought, and farmers just choosing to go with more productive, more profitable crops, so just abandoning the industry altogether. They say there'd be a shortage of 2.2 billion pounds of chocolate. Because you really needed another excuse to squirrel away chocolate and not share. Handshakes, the most common greeting, are the dirtiest, passing 20 times more bacteria than a fist bump.
No.
So don't knock the bump.
That's a lot of germs.
Can I get a bump?
No, yeah. I was going to say no handshaking anymore.
Maybe just like a little thumb
Woo!
Press.
Nice to meet you.
You don't think if the bacteria keeps, getting stronger and stronger one day, like the normal greeting might just be a nod or something like that.
So maybe kissing has less bacteria than handshaking.
It's funny you should bring up kissing, Kathy, because I'm not quite done here.
Okay.
New kissing study says that 80 million bacteria are transferred in a 10-second kiss.
Okay.
They say if you and your partner kiss 9 times a day, you basically have the same bacteria community. You have matching condos in your mouth housed with the same bacteria.
Well, I guess that's a good thing. I mean, if you're, in a relationship or married and you're kissing, I guess the germs you're passing back and forth are the same.
Here's a little side note that they discovered from the study that's a little alarming.
Okay.
The girls said, on average, they kiss 5 times a day. Now, these are partners, relationships that did this study.
Right.
The guys say that they kiss on average 10 times per day.
Who are you guys kissing extra?
Each other? Do bosses' bums count?
And now, Jarrett and Kathy's Not News News.
They've decided to move the Buffalo Bills game. 6 feet of snow will do that. So bad at the stadium, they were actually offering up free tickets to fans if they'd come down with a shovel and help clear it out. So the Bills-Jets game has been moved to Monday night in Detroit instead.
Hey, Jared, I got a not news news for you.
Okay.
There's something called heavy water. It's not H2O, it's a byproduct of putting electricity through water to pull the hydrogen out. It's called D2O, so it's called heavy water. Its freezing point is it's between 2 and 3 degrees Celsius. So when it snows and it's above zero, it's actually mostly D2O, which is toxic. So you shouldn't eat snow before 0 degrees Celsius.
There goes my lunch plans.
Giving you a second helping in bite-sized form. The Jarrett and Kathy podcast.
I saw Adam Levine at Park Place the other day.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow, what was he doing there?
It was just his mug.
Oh.
You know, the proactive.
Yes, I've seen that little ad by the theaters there.
Vending machine is what it is.
Yeah, that's what it is.
And it just occurred to me, like, of all the things you could shill, would proactive be the company that you would choose to be the face of?
Well, I guess if it actually worked for you and they paid you a ton of money, sure, why not?
Well, because Adam Levine's, he's kind of, I don't know if you know this, but women consider him kind of good looking.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
So he could probably sell anything he wants.
Right.
You have your choice of any company in the world. They're going to pay you $10 billion to be on their,
wow,
their spokeslady.
Uh-huh.
Who are you going to go with?
Probably a shoe company or a cookie company or something like that.
I'd be, Mark Messier is doing the the Rogers Game Center
yes.
thing for cell
He's
phones.
He's actually doing a great job, by the way.
See, but I want a job like that where, you know, I pop up, hey, let me show you this cool app, and I grab their phone, and then I completely mess up their phone. You know what people do that?
And then give it back.
Yeah. Rogers Game Center. Considering the idea of a Secret Santa gift exchange.
Okay.
I hate these things.
They're kind of tough, aren't they?
For women, it's easy enough because you guys, and I'm not trying to stereotype here, I'm just saying you appreciate decorative, Christmassy types of things.
Right.
Whereas buying for a guy, if you're trying to buy a guy something for $15 or less, you're not getting him those candlesticks. You're not getting him a stocking.
And it's usually going to end up being a gag gift of some kind, probably.
Which is just going to get wasted. And
yeah.
Thrown away or
right.
something like that. What's a good guy gift? All I could come up with is, well, cash. Just put money in an envelope. I'll take $15.
In a sock. Put money in
I'll
a sock and that
throw
would
it
be
on
it.
Whatever. Booze is a fallback.
Yeah.
But what if the person you're buying for is LDS?
Or doesn't drink.
There's the scratch tickets, but...
Uh-huh. Those are kind of boring.
I got an answer for your $15 gift idea for men.
What do you think?
Well, actually, it's not my idea. It's my my daughter's. She didn't hesitate much. She said deodorant.
Deodorant!
Deodorant, yeah. So she's learned early that guys are stinky.
Hi, the river.
Whenever I have to do this, I always go out and buy a flashlight. It's cheap, but it's cool. Every dude likes a flashlight.
Some of them nowadays even have some special gizmos and gadgets on them, too.
Yeah, like you can get the kind that are magnets that stick on the hood of the car or whatever like that.
You can take some construction paper, make your own bat signal. Just saying. Not that I've ever done that yesterday. Can't stop thinking about this toll road thing. Like that would be the end of the PC party in this province.
Do you think?
Yeah, at least for a couple of elections.
It would almost be as bad as introducing another tax of some kind of provincial tax.
Because what happened when the conservatives introduced the GST, they lost to the liberals for the next decade. I would think that would have it. I mean, I'm not a political
Maybe
analyst,
Albertans but. Are in favor of toll roads.
Oh, yeah, I'd love to pay to
Well, these are, I mean, the grassroots people that voted for this in the PC party. These are the delegates that go to the convention.
Now, in the news story or release that you've received, where would they set these up? Like the QE2 would be?
Well, you know, they haven't mentioned any direct roads at this point.
And if it's a provincial thing, though,
right.
It's going to be highways, big routes.
Yeah.
They wouldn't be able to affect the metropolitan areas.
Maybe we're the ones that are behind the times, and maybe we're the ones who should be, you know, stepping up to the plate and paying this so we can get more government.
So we should just go ahead and make a donation now.
Well,
I wonder if, let's email them and see if they'll just take, hey, I heard things were tough in the government.
I got an extra $20.
107.7 The River. Online exclusive.